Missouri AG sues Planned Parenthood for claiming abortion drug is safer than Tylenol. By Olivia Rondo on July 23, 2025. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, calling the organization a death factory that uses lies and false advertising to deceive women about the dangers of abortion drugs. As the big, beautiful bill's provision blocking Medicaid dollars from going to Planned Parenthood faces setbacks in court by Obama-appointed judges, the Missouri AG announced Wednesday that his office filed a suit alleging that the organization has systematically misled women about the dangers of chemical abortions in order to cut costs and drive up revenue at the risk of women's health and safety. According to Bailey's office, Planned Parenthood makes dangerous claims like calling the abortion drug mifepristone safer than many other medicines like penicillin, Tylenol, and Viagra, despite Food and Drug Administration, FDA, labeling and peer-reviewed studies showing serious adverse events in more than 4.5% of cases, with new research suggesting even higher rates, closer to more than 10%. Planned Parenthood goes so far in their deceptive practices as to encourage women to conceal their abortion drug use from their own emergency medical providers, significantly increasing the risk of complications, Bailey's office stated. The Attorney General himself accused the organization of actively endangering the lives of women and girls across the country by spreading lies and disinformation about the powerful chemical abortion drug. "The facts are clear. More than 4.5% of women who take this dangerous drug end up in the emergency room, yet Planned Parenthood compares it to Tylenol. This is a blatant violation of Missouri law, and I will not allow a death factory to lie to Missouri women in pursuit of its radical agenda," Bailey added. Several leaders of pro-life organizations applauded the lawsuit, including Lila Rose, president and founder of Live Action. "Planned Parenthood is not just lying to women. It is actively endangering their lives for profit. This lawsuit confirms what we have long known," Rose said in a press release, before highlighting the loss of life caused by the abortion provider and commending Bailey for his bold action. "Planned Parenthood pushes dangerous abortion drugs with full knowledge that women are being harmed. They tell women that the abortion pill is safer than Tylenol, even though it sends thousands to the emergency room and has left countless women bleeding, traumatized, and alone. The greatest tragedy of the abortion pill is not even the risk to women. It is that every single pill is designed to kill a living, growing child in the womb. This is violence, not medicine. I commend Attorney General Bailey for taking bold action to hold this corrupt and deadly corporation accountable. Every woman deserves the truth. Every child deserves protection. No business that profits from death and deception should be allowed to operate without consequence. It is time to defund Planned Parenthood permanently. Ban the abortion pill and protect the lives of women and children across America." Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, said Bailey is modeling leadership for the rest of the country by standing up to the abortion lobby and fighting for truth, transparency and the safety of Missouri women. "Women deserve to know the truth about the real risks of abortion drugs," she added. "Planned Parenthood has been lying to women for years, putting profits over people. This is medical negligence disguised as health care. Women are ending up in emergency rooms, and some are losing their lives. Also, the abortion industry can make a buck." David Bright, executive director of Life Leadership Conference, said, "It's no secret that Planned Parenthood prioritizes profit over health and safety, and their deceptive marketing of abortion drugs to vulnerable women is no exception. Thankfully, Attorney General Bailey is calling out the deception and filing this new lawsuit to protect women from the substandard care that has become commonplace in Planned Parenthood centers across the country." Bright continued, before encouraging other state attorneys general to use every available tool to protect women and children from the harm caused by Planned Parenthood. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.